This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Grassroots efforts have pushed the issue of Medicaid expansion in Republican states. Idaho, Utah, Nebraska, and North Carolina are weighing their programs, and expansion is an issue in midterm elections in Florida, Kansas, and Georgia. London Breed became the first African-American woman elected as mayor in San Francisco. Seven states, including Washington and California, have a single minimum wage, while the other 43 allow tip workers to be paid less. An initiative in Washington, D.C. is on the ballot now to raise tip workers to the city's minimum wage of $12.50 per hour. Asian American litigants examining 160,000 student records at Harvard found that they were consistently rated lower on traits like positive personality, likability, courage, kindness, and being widely respected. Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, was jailed by a federal judge on charges of witness tampering. A 2017 UN report predicts that all 29 World Heritage coral reefs will die by 2100 unless carbon emissions are drastically reduced. The unemployment rate for adults 25 and older with a college degree dropped to 2% in May, compared with 3.9% for those in the same age group with a high school diploma, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Latest attempt by the Republican majority in North Carolina legislature to restrict voting includes elimination of Saturday last day voting, popular with African Americans, placing an ID provision on a referendum proposal, and other last-ditch efforts. The government says 2,000 children have now been separated from their parents at the border. A National Institute of Health study costing $100 million has been shut down over the role of the alcohol industry in funding the study. Elizabeth Holmes, the disgraced founder of Theranos, the company that claimed that they could do blood tests on a single drop of blood, along with the former president of the company, was indicted on charges of defrauding hundreds of millions of dollars, as well as deceiving patients and doctors. Roughly 20 Nevada brothels where prostitution remains legal face possible bans amid November ballot measures and increased scrutiny of working conditions in the hashtag MeToo era. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.